As 2015 comes to a close, we'll take a look at some of the year's top stories in agriculture. The year started off with a big problem for poultry producers, highly pathogenic avian influenza, with one of the hardest states hit being Iowa, where Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey updated numbers in July.
77 different premises, 34 million birds here, about 1.1 million of those turkeys. The balance of those chickens were either layers or pullets.
The long battle over country of origin labeling for meat came to an end this year with a repeal by Congress in the omnibus bill, which Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says was the right thing to do.
Been a long time coming, a lot of effort to try to make sure that Congress would act before the first day of retaliation. They waited about as long as they possibly could, but here at the 11th hour, they have finally repealed country of origin labeling, or COOL, for beef and pork, which is exactly what Canada and Mexico have asked for.
Finalization of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in 2015 gives hope for expanding trade for U.S. agriculture, according to USDA Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator Phil Karsting.
I think the central question for American agriculture right now is whether or not we're better with or without TPP. And from my perspective, the resounding answer is that we are better off with TPP. 20% of American farm income comes from exports. This is a huge deal about setting the rules of the road for 40% of the globe's economy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership makes a meaningful contribution to trade systems that work.
WOTUS continued to be a topic of concern for farmers and ranchers, as well as many lawmakers, such as Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota.
Federal government should be doing all that it can to empower those who grow our food and create jobs. Yet instead, regulators are stifling growth with burdensome regulation that generates cost and uncertainty. The final rule on the waters of the U.S. produced by the EPA and the Corps to regulate virtually every body of water, pretty much water anywhere in the United States, is not the way to go.
And the future of the renewable fuel standard, with proposed obligations lower than Congress intended, also generated lots of attention in 2015, with a hearing and a big rally in Kansas City led by voices like that of Missouri Governor Jay Nixon.
Using more ethanol and less gasoline reduces greenhouse gases, decreases our dependency on foreign oil, keeps gas prices low, and supports rural communities. So we have made tremendous progress in the area of ethanol, and going backward is not an option. And I guarantee you that when you set the RFS targets where Congress has set them, our hardworking farmers and ethanol producers will hit that mark. I guarantee.
Wishing everyone a happy new year, I'm Cindy Zimmerman for AgriPulse.